Welcome to Abide's Daily Christian Meditations. I'm Tyler Boss. Today's meditation is brought to you by our partners at Life Audio. If you go to lifeaudio.com, you will find dozens of other faith-centered podcasts in their network. They've got shows about prayer, Bible study, parenting, and more. Head over to lifeaudio.com now. And remember, you can have full access to our meditations commercial-free. Just text ABIDE to 22433. For 25% off. Now, receive His peace as we meditate and abide in Christ.
Welcome to this Abide Meditation. My name is Jonathan. Imagine being stranded on the side of the road in the middle of nowhere with no food or water, no money. Stick out your thumb, hoping someone will pick you up, but there aren't any other cars in sight. And then, a car appears. The driver rolls down the window. You beg for a ride, knowing this is your only chance for rescue. The driver welcomes you in, even though you can't pay or prove you're trustworthy. He buys you dinner, takes you all the way home. Jesus said, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." And maybe being poor in spirit is like being stranded. Maybe being poor in spirit means recognizing that there's nothing you can do to save yourself. You have nothing to offer. You come to God as a beggar and you ask for help. The kingdom of heaven cannot be earned. It's only given to those who recognize their own poverty, who know they can offer nothing, and simply cry out to God for mercy. Today, call out to God. Admit your need for His salvation, and the kingdom of heaven will be yours. God delights in welcoming you into His kingdom. Do you sense His delight as you draw near to Him now? Turning your attention toward Him. In these next few moments, let distractions slip away and let yourself rest in God's presence. Pray with me. Heavenly Father, I confess that I need You. I cannot save myself. Thank You for saving me by Your grace and for bringing me into Your kingdom. Thank You for teaching me to rejoice in my own weakness, because when I'm weak, You are strong. God, keep me humble and help me to always rely on You. May my sense of my own weakness and need lead me to be merciful and gracious to others as well. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Bring your whole body before God. Attend to your breathing, noticing as you inhale and exhale, and begin to let your breathing grow deeper and slower. Inhale slowly and exhale slowly. Hold your hands in front of you, if you're able, palms up. These empty hands are all you need to bring to God, admitting your spiritual poverty, your empty hands. Ask God to fill you. Before we continue, take a moment to search your heart. Is there any sin you need to bring to God now? Any thought, word, or deed? Anything you've done? Or anything you've left undone that you want to confess? Talk to God about it now. You don't need to try to earn God's love or favor. God created you in His own image and called you good. You are of great value and deeply loved. Because of God's love for you, Jesus lived and died and rose again, defeating the power of sin and death. When you admit your spiritual poverty, your need for God, and you put your trust in Him, God welcomes you into His kingdom, a kingdom of peace, joy, and love. Listen as I read Matthew 5:3 in the New International Version. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. I'm going to read that verse again. Ask the Holy Spirit to speak to you through it and to impress one word or phrase upon your heart. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. What stood out to you? Reflect prayerfully on what you heard. The same word for blessed or blessed, which means deeply happy, is used to describe God in 1 Timothy 1:11. Paul calls God the blessed God. God wants to give you His own deep happiness, an unchangeable joy. When have you experienced this sense of your own blessedness in your life? Listen again to Matthew 5:3 in the Amplified Bible. Blessed, spiritually prosperous, happy to be admired, are the poor in spirit, those devoid of spiritual arrogance, those who regard themselves as insignificant. For theirs is the kingdom of heaven, both now and forever. Jesus says that we ought to admire those people who recognize their own poverty, who aren't arrogant, to understand that they can't do anything to earn God's love. What people do you admire? Are they poor in spirit? The kingdom of heaven belongs to the poor in spirit. God's kingdom exists now, wherever His followers are living with justice and mercy, and God's kingdom will one day come in its fullness to earth. You will inherit this kingdom if you admit your need for God. Are there any ways in which you are still relying on yourself instead of relying on God? Take time to declare your trust in God. Say, God, I trust in you alone for my salvation. Listen again to Matthew 5:3 in the New Living Translation. God blesses those who are poor and realize their need for Him, for the kingdom of heaven is theirs. Jesus told a story that illustrated this truth. Let his words paint a picture for you. Two men went up to the temple to pray, one a religious leader and the other a tax collector. The religious leader stood by himself and prayed, God, I thank you that I'm not like other people, robbers, evildoers, adulterers, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week and give a tenth of all I get. But the tax collector stood at a distance. He would not even look up to heaven, but beat his breast and said, God, have mercy on me, a sinner. Jesus said, I tell you, this man, rather than the other, went home justified before God. For all those who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted. Where do you see yourself in this story? Perhaps you feel satisfied with yourself and the good things you're doing, and you look down on others who can't get their lives together. Or perhaps you recognize your deep need for God and ask for mercy. Which attitude will you choose today? Pray with me. Heavenly Father, I know that I cannot save myself. I need you. Thank you for saving me by your grace and for bringing me into your kingdom. Thank you for teaching me to rejoice in my own weakness, because when I'm weak, you are strong. God, keep me humble. And help me to always rely on you. May my sense of my own weakness and need lead me to be merciful and gracious to others as well. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. What a sweet promise that those who admit their need for God will inherit the kingdom of heaven. Rest here, meditating on God's grace to you for as long as you like. Remember that your dependence on God is the true source of your strength. Until next time, may you abide in Christ.